Right. This is different.
Okay.
And nobody has time to cook. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night, I guarantee you, when I get up on Sunday morning, my dinner's ready for Sunday. If anybody want to come home with me, fine. And, well, sometimes, if generally somebody comes, I don't have to ask. Sometimes I ask what I got cooked, and I'll be nice up to say it. And they told me, just about every Sunday there's somebody in my house to eat.
So, okay, here's a question I have for you. I've talked to some other people before that said that they would do all their cooking on Saturday for Sunday meal, and then they would just put it on the table and sort of cover up the table, and then... Is that what...
No, I'm actually about to the stove, because some of them want it hot. Just turn on the stove and while I get the table ready for the date.
So you cook everything on Saturday?
Just about, yes.
And they did that when you were growing up?
Yeah. Sure did. My mother did. And it'd be always somebody there, too.
Really? Now, what kind of things
would
you do?
And it'd be a nice fellowship. How am I ever going to know anything about you? I want to see your son at church. That's the only time I'm going to see you. How are we going to fellowship? All I know is your name. Sometimes I don't even know the name. Mm-hmm. I had 40-something deacons on the board, now I'm on. I don't know half of them name. Now, we all should be so closely together. We know each other's name, where we live, each other live. Mm-hmm. And then the church would be better. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that.
So you guys don't meet or you don't fellowship together?
Sure, we meet. Every... In fact, it'll be Saturday. And maybe all there, so when the meeting's over, maybe a dozen of them may go to breakfast. Mm-hmm. That's it. Church Sunday, church to get out, go home. Or somewhere else. That's it. No, says all of us, let's just have a, let's just get together. No, it's not like that. See, if we would all be together, the church would be more together.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, how can you inspire the church to be
you
a community?
If they know what to do it. You can't. We're supposed to be example. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do that, well, and sometimes, I guess Lord forgive me if I'm wrong, sometimes it's the minister's fault. He should encourage it, and he mm-hmm. should be there to help do it with them. Mm-hmm. And either you, and they say, well, certain things you're supposed to do, and you don't be there. You're not even on the board. Well, what difference would that make? You said it, and it happened. I'm still there. We got people there don't even come to the board meeting as deacons. One guy said, I'm bragging. The other day says, I don't go to no board meeting. He don't come. But he's still there. Nobody said, get off or put him off. He's just there. Do as he please. That's not right. Mm-hmm. That's why I say, and I guess I thank the Lord not watching. The Lord may not be watching when I am.
So part of it, you've gotten frustrated about some of those things, and is that what led you to do some of the community things, greater community things that you've...
Yes, and I do get pretty aggravated at the men of the church sometimes, but not cooperate. And I hate to go to a meeting and hear a person get up and make a speech about what should be done and don't do any of it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get up and say, she's hungry. We ought to get something and get us something to eat. And when time comes to get the food for you, you ain't there nowhere around. Mm-hmm. That's not right. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be there to help get it and deliver it to her, whatever she needs. But it just don't happen. Mm-hmm. And if a person, here's a person a dope addict, here's a person whatever, something's wrong, you don't have nothing to do with that person because he's not driving a big fine car, he don't live in a fine house, and I ain't gonna even let him ride in mine because his feet may be dirty. That would happen, and it's not